The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying.
We rejoice.
In you we are glad.
In you we are glad.
We lift our hands as we behold the land.
We lift our hands.
Behold the land,
as we behold the land
that you promised us,
that you promised us
early in the morning,
early in the morning,
that you've given us,
that you've given us
late in the evening. Praise.
You are God. We give you all the praise.
Our hands we raise, our hearts we rejoice.
Our hands we raise,
our hearts we rejoice.
Yeah.
change this key for us. I've broken our voice ceilings. The poor man. I already had a sore throat. So I don't know if I can preach now. Change that key. And you're going to change the tempo and that whole beat completely. Only the bridge. It's going to be faster. It's going to be. We bless you, Lord our God. Give you praise, O Holy One. We come, hearts are raised. We wave our hands in praise. Clap our hands. We give you glory, Lord. In every way we rejoice in you, our Lord. We are glad. No more will we be ever sad. We know your love is not just a tad. We love you, Lord God, because you're not a fad. Oh, 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 everyone. We bless you, Lord our God. Give you praise, O Holy One. We come, hearts are raised. We wave our hands in praise. Clap our hands. We give you glory, Lord. In every way we rejoice in you, our Lord. We are glad. No more will we be ever sad. We know your love is not. Not little. Hey, we love you, Lord God, because you're not a father. Oh, say, oh, 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 oh. At least you can say, oh. Thank you, good Father. Father, I ask, please, in line with these things, I ask for a release of healing grace. Heal the things that need healing, internal and external afflictions, physical and physiological. Good Father, this is my request. Right now, all over the spaces where these words are heard or not. A healing virtue flow in and out. Flush through this house. Family and visitors. Because the blood was shed and the body was broken for this. To make us whole. diseases, sicknesses, pathogenic or otherwise. Incessant headache to leave. That pain in the lower right abdomen. Stress, harassment, command you to lift and be gone in the name of Jesus. Spirit of fear. Salvation. You who has been plagued by guilt, wandered away. Who has lost initial joy of knowing the Lord. Lord, I ask for an end to this wilderness season. Nothing is beyond you. Thank you, Father. As I open our eyes, ears, and hearts as we come to you, walk in us your cleansing. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seat. Welcome to this Sunday morning of access to our Father in heaven. He permits us to come. I'll ask in the short time we have to spend here that you be completely attentive. Don't be distracted. You have a phone, hide it. Start silencing it. Hide it. I believe the Lord was healing some people as we were singing. I only said it at the end for two reasons. One, some people never know what God has done for them except someone tells them. So I believe healing was happening. That was one. Two, I felt some people were not going to partake in that healing because they didn't bring any offering to the Lord. So I asked for everybody.
to be included in the healings that need healing. Because God is merciful like that. But I also instruct you. You know, people have had demons cast out of them, been healed of sicknesses, surgery levels, afflictions, just by singing when we were doing praise and worship, just by, I think two Sundays ago or three, we recalled one of our brothers years ago had a ganglion on his hand, big protrusion like that. We were in a meeting and I just went, he wasn't here when we were meeting in a former place, and I said, lift your hands to the Lord as we're praising God. And he lifted it. By the time he brought it down, it was flat. Now, I didn't know about it. He said it later. We've had people in meetings, you know, and we're singing and praising, and they see things falling off them. God opens their eyes in visions and many different things like that. I spoke a bit about this, about praising God on Friday, but I'm sure there are new people here today who don't know that. And it's not about here. It's almost anywhere. Every time you have a chance to give God an offering, of which one of the few he collects is called the sacrifice of praise. In Hebrews 13, then he tells you it's the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name. As opposed to sitting down and waiting, saying when it's time to give offering, I'll give. What about the offerings that have been given already? The sacrifice of praise, that is your lips, giving thanks to his name. So I resang that part. The for those wondering, that scriptural must be wording. It's Colossians and Ephesians 5 and Colossians chapter 3. It tells you to make melody depending on the translation. But it says you should sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. If you go to Ephesians chapter, 6, it says similar. 5:19, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Sing and make singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. You're singing. So you can't say, oh, it's in your heart. No, you're not. You don't sing in the heart. It's supposed to be singing. It has to come out of your mouth. Making melody. So sometimes what Nigerian Christians call chants. All that. You're making melody. And you're singing, Jehovah is great, 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 great. Jehovah is great. And you're like, what's that? I beg, stop all these things. These children of this generation. Those apostles of that generation said you should sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. When you read in Psalms and it says Selah, Selah means pause. In that pause, do you know what they're doing? You presume in the middle of the Sunday, just stop. For the Lord is good. Pause. And they'll start verse 2. We give thanks to the Lord. Well, not necessarily. I suggest that those pauses were for extempore ad-libbing. You know. For the Lord is good. We give you praise. Did I get to verse 2? Everybody, verse 2. So even if your background is the stone church, I'm sure you should learn every day. Because some of you are really pathetic. You're pathetic. Some of you, I made them sing that song again and again just because of you. I was like, God, please, let them just record their voice that they also brought an offering. Being ignorant, you still like this throughout. See these children. See how they are singing happily. Yeah, I'm a big person. I'm going to keep my mouth like a fish that tasted lime. Till they finish singing, I'll make sure. I cannot embarrass myself now. After all, it's not Beyonce. You clown. God forgive you. So at the end, I just pray. I say, God, heal everybody. So you're covered. But next time, you're young. Because I perceive that we're singing, oh, I didn't think about it before. But it seemed as the who is singing away affliction. Now, if I stopped in the middle of that song and told you, everybody would join. That's why you're a clown. Or you, the only thing you ever give God is for something. My tithe. Package it well. Always stick for that. You say God will do something. God. I did not joke with. I told you on Friday about prostitutes quarreling on the street. And this one saying, the God to whom I pay my tithe to will see you. In this way, prostitute. Why does she pay tithe? Someone told her that there's a method to secure your money supply. So while she's a prostitute, she is faithful in tithing. Because that's the average human being. Show me what's in it for me. What about the fact that you're alive and the God who created you deserves your praise? We rejoice in you, our Lord. So we have sung, we don't rejoice in you, that God, we don't give you praise. Is that what we should say? Every chance you have to praise God. I don't care where. I've told you, if you're in a bus, the driver is playing a song. The driver, he's praying, he's playing music in his car. And in that music, in that song, they're saying, it could be anybody. It could be any, provided they are praising God, they are honoring God, they are exalting God. And you know it or you don't even know it. So there's a chance to give God praise. What are you doing? There's a chance to give God praise. Don't say it when I get to church, when I get to my church, or when they bring out hymn number 493. Chiang, 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 chiang. Go. When they watch. That's the only version. Any other thing is not, is that to God? Is to God. What's all this happiness? Do you remember what one wife that David had told him? After David finished doing praise and worship, she stood and said, look how you're embarrassing yourself. Now, nobody here did anything close to what David did. David was a king and was jumping. His clothes were almost uncovering. So his wife said, look at, you're just exposing your nakedness to your female servants. David answered her. I kind of see her in a window. He said, I will continue to expose. I'll make a bigger fool of myself for my God. It's not like you and your father's house that God has left. She was Saul's daughter. What's the next line? The next line is that she stayed barren for the rest of her life. You want fruit, but when they are praising God, yeah. But if it's a score, ego! When is to praise God? No. Football is even better than Nollywood. Where everybody is pretending. Nkechi? Nkechi? You say, ow! They'll hear you shouting from the kitchen. People come out, what? See now, you don't betray them. When they hear your voice, it's time to praise God. Mm. You have zip? Mm. I mean the double layer zip. Mm. How can they be seen? You're just happy. Behaving like children. I'll give you Mikhail's number. Where is it? Right, plus two. It ends with 623. Check your this. You see those American numbers that are words? Two Mikhail. Samuel 623. And Mikhail, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. What a follow up. What a thing. Question, have you ever wondered why was she not in the occasion? He stayed at home, served all the dancing. What's all this? I beg, please, let's go home. Don't be like that. If you know the things that God does not like, among them is that he expects certain things from us. He does so much for us that once in a while, God's attitude, if you're looking for scripture, I'll give it to you. He was a Samaritan. 10 of them had leprosy. Jesus healed them, but they didn't see it manifest yet till they were going. Then he came back. If it didn't matter, Jesus didn't say, no problem. Ah, is that why you came back? I said, you should go and show yourself to the priest. No, Jesus said, I thought there were 10 of you. How come only one person came back? How come only one person came back to give thanks? Where are the other 9? Luke 17. Why did Jesus say that? If I said that, you say, what kind of man of God is that? He expects appreciation. I thought he's doing for God. Jesus said it. This is Jesus. Jesus expected appreciation. He couldn't understand how you have received goodness from him and you don't think you should say something. He came back, fell on his face and cried, thank you. Oh, I'm sure he shouted, God bless you. Oh, you think he knew it was Christ? Fell face down in verse 16 at Jesus' feet in thanksgiving to him. And he was a Samaritan. Always he's not a church person. He's someone that doesn't know how far. Who has normal common sense. I've noticed that many people that have normal common sense. When I see people too weird, many times I know it's church. They've been in church for too long. Or not enough. But church is involved in them. They're the ones that come with an attitude. What are they doing here? This is not like our church. Ah, see better church. If you see the dome, the light, the sound, the ambience. AC, no even day here. You're thinking upside down. Or some look around and say, look at all these junk people. No man of timber and carpet. You don't know what junk is? Okay. Look at all these young people. You despise. Whatever it is that is your challenge. When you are in the face of God, you're in the presence of God, I'm telling you at least one thing. And there's a chance. All they are saying is, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like the first one is sang, which means praise Jehovah. Give it to him now. Is it your own? Should they praise you? Give God his own. It matters to him that you give him his praise. Man is thinking, is it not you I gave oxygen all of last week? Who has been in the hospital and seen them buying oxygen? How much are they selling now? Who was there recently? 30,000. That when? Don't tell me anything that is this year. You know it will not be true. Are you discussing 2023? That's old now. Everybody knows the price has gone up. You don't know? How much do you buy, Gary? You don't know? Oxygen has gone up. How much have you paid for your own? You don't know about such things. You don't know about such things. They buy air to breathe. This air you're breathing for free, they buy it. This will be 30,000 naira a tank. How long do you breathe that one?
It depends on your condition. It could run out within an hour, depending on how fast it's.
I inhale 30,000. Now, start calculating how much the cost of your breathing has been. We don't know. That's the old price, though, last year. So don't even be playing anyhow. You don't know how far. Give thanks to God. Be grateful. Don't wait till I tell. See, if I told this story before we did praise and worship, there will be more praise. But I keep asking, why must they be straight? Don't you know anything? Don't you know anything? Didn't you walk on your legs and come here? Did they carry you? There are people that want to be in church. They can't go. Why? They can't move. There are people that want to go to church. If they go, they will die. How? Your father will kill them. Not by mouth. Physically. You run a knife through them. Right now. All over this world. Right now. There are people who want to go to church. They've heard of Jesus. They've known him. They've met him in secret. But they are in the house. Like this. Because if they try it, when they come back, their father will say, Allah, they will die that day. So, what you don't know affects you. Ignorance is a terrible thing. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. There are people that want to praise God. You can't in your room. You can't open your mouth and say, I rejoice. You can't sing it. It's not that you can't sing it, but you dare not. Because if your occultist father hears what you unleash against you, may leave you blind and crippled. Some will throw out, I don't want to hear that in this house. All over the earth, there's every kind of thing. It's not only Muslims that are a threat. Radical Islam, that is a threat to Christianity. There's every kind of problem. So you rejoice with what you have. And what we have, the greatest thing is our God gives you oxygen for free. May we never buy it.
Yeah.
God forbid. Buy oxygen. Buy leg. People have to buy leg. Add things to be able to place it. People walk with their arms. We have it much to thank God for. People have to be led around. Can't see. People have spinal injuries. They're in pain every second. They're in pain. People live in pain for 16 years. They move. So they have to construct something and keep them in one place. Like you jump up and down. The way when you leave before a church meeting ends, the way you run down the stairs. The one that gave you the ability to run away. You know, if you could withdraw the ability to run away, you stay. Who thinks that we should do another praise and worship session right now? Good, but I won't. Just to torment you. Sit there and soak in your guilt. If we have a chance, we will. But carry it in your head. I'm not telling you it for now. I say this all the time. It has nothing to do with this meeting. It has to do with your life. Be a grateful person. Be a grateful person to God. Stop saying, what God has not done. Have you counted what he has? Didn't the Bible tell you how to give praise? He said you should count your blessings. How many of you have done that before? Do you know what it means to count blessing? That means you sit down and say, what I just did, I just counted 3. I counted oxygen, legs, what else? Freedom from pain. Just 3 or so things. If you count your blessings, you start. That all of this is just your physical body. Then there's your soul, your mind. Then there's your life. Then there's family. Someone, your parents are dead, but you have an auntie or uncle you stayed with. Then there are people, you don't have auntie or uncle, you have someone's friend, family friend you stay with. Then there are those that don't have, then the person not really related to you but was in your church, you stay with. Then there are those that have nobody anywhere. Nobody. You have a slave master that captured them, that enslaved them one way or the other at some point in their life. There are those that have nothing, they are on the street, they don't have nothing. I was seeing a news headline, I didn't read it, about accommodations on that bridge in Lagos. That they want to scatter it, Abi. Even me, I was like, let them be. They scattered it, God. How many thousands of people do they say are living there? That's someone's condition. As they scattered it, so what will happen to those people now? Some of them will have to move back to the village. In Lagos, they could sell something. Some, including their body. In that village, they are going. Who will buy? That village, they are going to. Where would they be? They didn't plant anything. They have not come back to the village for 20 years. So what would they do? But you likely have a house, you go back to it. Say, hey, this is a house. It's so small. It's so cramped. It's so ugly. You have an ugly place to hide your head. There are people that have nowhere to hide their head. Them and the sun and the moon and the stars and the rain, they are close. This is people's life. How many people they say we're under that bridge? They say they found another one. Jeff. About what? It's not the same news we heard. Which 80? The headline I saw said whether, I don't even know what they said. They said apartment, under bridge apartment. I was wondering which kind of bridge is this? People live in water in Lagos. Who has seen that thing before? Who knows? In water. Sorry. That's not a manifestation. I just remember that in the water they pull inside it direct. The children, they just squat and do it. Boom. Then the children were swimming in that water and play. Everyone just happy. They had a lot of joy. That's someone's condition. What did you say was your problem again? That you don't like squatting. You better squat peacefully. You have where to squat. Behave yourself. Be very grateful. Be giving thanks to God. Father, I thank you for squatting space. Who has been tormented by their squatter before? Who is a squattee? Who has had to be a squattee? A squatter. Who was squatted? What do you call he who squats? The one who enables a squatter to squat will be called a... Okay, there's a problem here. English has not caught up. Landlord. Okay, let's just go there. Landlord. But it sounds now too serious. All right. He's not taking rent. But again, someone allowed you to squat and they tormented you. You suffered. In your mind, you suffered. I don't care whether you squatted for 1 week before school started. It doesn't matter. You were in a squatting situation. You felt, God, if you deliver me, I'll be grateful. Put down your hand. Good. Now, you see those hands? Some of you don't speak English, so your hand should be up. Some of you, it's not past tense. It's a permanent state. Oh, sorry. I apologize. I feel your pain. Now, I would like you to understand that there are people who are looking forward. They will pay money to someone that will bring them in and torment them as they are come. They'll be very grateful. Because there's no option. It's horrendous. They squat in a bus, in a car, behind it, under it. It's not a matter of, this is what happened to me for 3 days. Some people, it happens to them for months, not years. People suffer. I was in a vehicle one time between states. And the gentleman I was talking to was a public vehicle. Talked about how he used to sleep in the workshop. Again, I'm sure it's nothing special. He was sleeping. His parents were dead. And he's a carpenter. And he He was sleeping in the shop. Again, I'm not saying like something special. There are some of you here that have been through such situation. But I'm telling the one I heard. Why I'm telling the story is, of course, at that time he said he has about 19 apprentices in his carpentry shop in Port Harcourt. 19. He's doing well for himself. But that when other apprentices would come in the carpentry workshop where he was trained, they would go in the evening, but he would stay there. There's nowhere to go to. And again, people have been through also. And I'm saying that kind of person, if you gave him a real house, a real room to squat in, come, have a real bathroom, you think he'll be complaining? No, he'll be thanking God for progress. Yes? So whatever your condition is, a comparatively bad condition. It's bad because you're comparing it. But you're comparing it to those that are doing better. You should learn to compare to those that are doing worse. Do you understand me? When you compare to those that are doing worse, you won't complain so bitterly. And then you'll be grateful. Much more grateful. Do you understand it? How many of you have been hungry and you didn't like it when you're feeling hungry? How many of you know there are people who have food but don't feel hungry? How many of you have experienced briefly at any time that feeling of not feeling hungry, even though there was food? No appetite, it's horrible. Which one do you prefer, to be hungry and eventually eat, or to not feel hungry? So there are things that are worse than being hungry. And that is having food and not being able to eat it. You look at it, it looks at you. It's a terrible feeling. I remember feeling not feeling hungry. I'm like, this is not good. This is not happy. And then I'm feeling hungry. I'm like, the gratitude I'm expressing is not God. Thank you for it. It's thank God. I'm feeling hungry. Why? I like this feeling. This feeling is good. The feeling where there's expectation. You know how it is when some of you know how greedy. I'm telling you, I felt grateful as a grown-up man, probably last month. I'm happy. Like, I feel like rushing the food. I give thanks to God for feeling like rushing food. I didn't rush it, or maybe I did. But I'm happy that I could feel it. Because there are times it's just like, it's a chore. God says you should eat. Put petrol in the tank. That's it. And it's no joy. People have struggled to sleep. There's bed. The foam is big. It's soft. But you can't sleep. This happened to you. Who also knows that feeling of being tired before your head hit the pillow? Who knows that feeling of waking up in the morning and you have slept deeply and well? And you feel like the battery has been recharged. It's a glorious thing. As opposed to lying down on the bed, turning to it, I'm like, what is it? After a while, head, they even pain you. You don't even know. So sometimes the things we complain about or we are looking for, you don't even know what you're really looking for. You're not looking for a soft mattress as much as, who is it that when you crash and passed out, it wasn't in a comfortable state mattress, but you slept well. On the ground, on the chair, on the, almost sitting down. Another person has a foam, this thick, on it. Meanwhile, if you want to pray now, you start saying, God, bless me like him. Give me a big foam. Are you sure that's what you want? Because God is looking at you. Are you sure that's what you want? I can give you a very big foam. Very big. I can give you a room with AC, air conditioning. Very comfortable. Which one do you want? Because I said in my word that my beloved sleep. You say, give me mattress. You give me mattress. Which one do you want? Mattress or sleep? Because as far as I've seen, from when I've seen some of you passed out on the... I'm jealous of you. I pass and I go like, Kai, there's a happy person. That person doesn't have problems. They'll sleep like that, fainting. They're gone. You don't know if they died or... Every morning is a resurrection. That because some of us sat like last night. I'm already so sleepy. Went to bed by past it. I didn't go to bed by past. I went by but 2, 3. Here at the door. It's children. The power had gone off. There is no light in their bathroom. My bathroom, I don't know what happened in their bathroom, but the rechargeable bulb. They are the door. So this is 3 o'clock. Human beings this size and this size at your door. They have no qualms waking you up. So I went out and then my wife had heard first. And I said, go and sleep. There's no, it's dark. So I have to go out. Go. Say, on that light. Now, is it not on? He owns it. He comes on. That light always used to come on. Yeah, go and pee. They go and pee. And you put them back to bed. And all that. Some people, you are complaining about these children, they disturb. People are looking for children to disturb them. There's no direction you think you have a problem. Someone's problem, your own is one over 100 of someone's problem. Someone needs your problems. I said, somewhere is someone crying, God, give me, talking the leftover of her problem, just give me. Say, what kind of child we want? But you will not give. What kind of teacher is this? You're in school? You're in school. These lecturers, they stress people. You got a mission. Is there a way you can pass it? Those lecturers, I'll take them off your hands. Their problem. I'll write them. Your problem, someone is looking for it. You think you should be grateful? Yeah. Let's be grateful, people. Let's be grateful. People are looking for your problems. You know how you throw away something? It's discarded into that trash. People come and pull it out and give thanks to God. Yeah, bottle. That bottle is a big deal. To you, it's nothing. To someone, it's something. They are praying they will find what you discarded. That clothes. It doesn't matter. Physical and even emotional. I'm tired of you. Always looking for trouble. That's your sibling. You're talking to your brother or your sister. People are looking for siblings. You are the only child here. Let me see your hand. Let's greet. I don't want to greet you. Now you'll be the only picking of your... Raise your hand now. What did they do you? You know they're speaking. They're looking for who will support you. What's your problem? That's the problem with being alone. I saw one hand there. Raise your hand. He was looking for support. He was looking at you like, will you be my brother? Meet him after. Where are the hands on this side? Everybody here, you had two. One there. I see only one female there. I see two here. All of them, I guess, siblings. So you guys don't have problems. I think the single people are in the other room. Okay. So, no, but we've had meetings where so many hands went up. Only children. You're the only one. That sibling you're angry at, someone is looking for it. They want. A troublesome one, they say specs. Troublesome. No problem. Annoying. No problem. Young. Irritating. No problem. You. Like, some of you have opened your mouth and said, I didn't even know why you were born. Tell the truth. Oh yeah? Forgiveness time. Forgiveness time. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. This is when the blood comes on you. If you confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You want to delete your sibling. Because of meat. Put down your hand. Jesus' name. I am saying, God looks at us from heaven many times, I think, and he just goes, you human beings, you never cease to amaze me. This one is complaining about this here. This one is begging for that thing here. This one is complaining. This one is begging for everything someone is complaining about. Someone wants it. Someone is tired of going to church. Someone is saying, God, if I can go to a church. God, any church. A church. If you do this for me, I'll believe Jesus is Lord. A church. You. I'm tired. I wish all churches would disappear. I don't know who did this to my parents. I don't know why I was born in this family. Everybody struggled. So, what therefore do I count and give thanks to God for? I pause and I look for anything that is of almost everything. Almost everything I go through. And I realize this is something to give God thanks for. Whatever you think. You say, this is negative. How can I give God thanks for that? I've told you, someone is looking for that thing. This soup, no meat. Someone is looking for that soup. What kind of shoe is this? I can't even wear it. I'm so embarrassed. Someone is looking for that shoe. Just take it and keep outside. Let me help you. Let me help you guys. Final. For all the things you complain about, except your sibling, which you cannot give away. Your mother will kill you. It's a baby. Your mother will kill you. I can assure you. You'll be dead. Any physical thing you think you don't want, Bring it to us. Just bring it here. Next Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, just bring. There's a dustbin there. Just, but don't worry what we'll do with it. Just bring. There are places, a three waiting. Two, if you are staying far away, you're online and all that, carry that thing you don't like. Just walk out in front of your street at night around 7, 8. Just drop it there. Don't worry. Someone will carry it and throw away for you. Whatever it is you complain about. If it's a car, ugly car, just drive it back. Leave the door open. Leave the key on the seat. You'll be fine. The God I know who does not fail will make someone take your trash and throw away. Other than that, thank God for that jalopy. People are looking for a jalopy to drive. They are looking for something. Who has seen a car on the road? And you're like, is this a... You just think, you hear in your mind, there was a car. It looks like they took hammer. 50 hammers, everybody. Beat, ba, bo, ba. Then the person is driving. Go, 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 go. They usually don't avoid people on the road. When you see them, you park to this side. Because what? Is it afraid of being scratched? Is it not you that wants? Not me, they do younger. Wait till me there. Let us be grateful, people. Have you made a decision? I need to be way more grateful. I'm going to be giving God thanks. So you're walking, as you're going home, you're feeling tired. You say, thank God I can feel tired.
Yes.
Ah, the lecturer is entering the class, or they're about to lock the door. You run. Bah, 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 bah. People are looking for excitement in their life. Here's your bright spot in the day. People are looking for a chance to do exercise. You're on daily. Before water came out of the tap and you're able to fetch. Your daily requirement for exercise, your lungs have, your heart has pumped. Now you're healthier. Hallelujah. Just by a hanky. But God is helping you. God is watching you. God is caring for you. Your roommate, I know somewhere someone is saying there's nothing you can say. My roommate cannot be a blessing. Your roommates and your siblings are your top marriage preparatory classes. That's what they are for. That's what annoying siblings are for. Let's not go into details who is annoying, but let's pretend we know it's them. It can never be. It's them. Okay, so now that we've settled who is the annoying part, nobody who is arguing. How will you do when you marry? Even if your husband is Angel Gabriel, you didn't hear what happened when someone doubted him. All of you that say funny things like, I married an angel. Shut up. You don't know your Bible, sweetheart. I love you, but you don't know your Bible. There are two angels, just two that we know their name clearly. Gabriel and Michael. Gabriel said, I talk, you doubt. The day I say, you know what, that your mouth, they walk. The man's mouth stopped working for 9 months. Who wants to marry Gabriel? My wife that used to doubt me. What would you do? I wish God gave me an angel. Are you sure? Michael, God said, I'm going to give you an angel that will follow you. Don't annoy him, oh. So he won't die. Who wants to marry a spouse that when they are annoyed, people die? Are you sure you want to marry an angel? I heard there's a song like that, something about angel. It's an angel now. I'm sure you sense has moved in. Who still wants to marry an angel? Me, I'll settle with a human being. They don't have that much power. They can be annoying, but they are not that powerful. If your spouse was an angel, then they get annoyed. Do you know how much dead spouses they would be on earth? Your wife is angry at you like this. Cut you out. They don't know how there was a beheading. They just say they found the body and the head separated. And that the cut is so clean that they don't understand. Meanwhile, this was just your angel spouse that vexed. The eye cut you. Small argument, you argue. Small argument. are you saying I can't think? Picture if Zachariah was married to Gabriel. I was just saying how that we are old. The problem is he couldn't say it because he couldn't talk anymore. Do you think he spoke? You think he didn't want to beg? He did not speak till the child was born. Gabriel didn't show up and apologize after. Zechariah is not like that. So I'm asking again, who wants to marry an angel? Who has agreed to settle for a human being with flaws and all, warts and all? Let's just settle for human beings. You used to think an angel. I don't want to marry somebody that is too, powerful. Power. It will think you're in trouble. Say, I am Gabriel. Your wife tells you, I'm Sophia, who stands in the presence of God. How will you approach her? How will you approach her? How will you talk to your husband? Stand there. I'm just coming from the presence of God. So that God is angry with the soup you made yesterday. So your small problems will be big problems. So somebody here, let it go. God, give me a human being. Give me grace. And I said your greatest trainers to manage these 40 human beings is your roommate. Because your spouse will be your roommate. God send them. Those are your lecturers. They are to teach you to endure nonsense. Who feels grateful for their siblings yet? If you're not feeling yet, it means I've not preached properly. If you pay, see, it's a fact. When you marry, how many of you here are married? When you marry, when your spouse is annoying you, what you pull on, you remember. What about that time Mom used to do it? Did I kill him? Did I kick him out of the house? I didn't have the choice. Is it your house? So you endured it. In the same way, you think of your spouse. So annoying. They now say, but what will I do? If I endured Mama. Then you now think, Aaron is not even as bad as Mama's. Let me tell you why people feel so angry their marriages against their spouses. Because somebody deceived you. Either a book, a film, or bad company. That the person you marry is the one person who loves you so much that will never do anything that will pain you. But you have no such expectations of Mama. Mama is just annoying. Everybody knows. Just the endurance. You have no such expectation, but everybody that has been influenced by most Western confusion, whatever, has in their mind that when you meet that person whom you love and who loves you back, that that person will be very careful. Are you breathing well? Left leg forward, careful. 2 inches, drop. Good. Right, let me help. Right leg, yeah. All sorts of craziness. That's not even a good film. Stop. Just think of your spouse as your sibling. With other benefits. Like child generation, salary supply, intimacy, greater proximity, sleep on same bed, certain things, build a life together. That's what your spouse is. Other than that, categorize them. Sibling. You will forgive 90% of what they do. After all, didn't you forgive your siblings? Who are the annoying siblings here? This one is not accusation. They were annoying. Good. Even the ones that beat you, who was oppressed by siblings, they used to beat you here. You were younger. You suffered. Even you know you suffered. If not that you came here healing, you have not forgiven them. If not that you want to make heaven. Good. Now, all those hands that went up, do you laugh with those siblings?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you talk with them now as you've grown up? Don't you? So, who said that's how to think about marriage? Let me, you know, I've done many marriage, this thing, and I don't preach it like anybody, you know. Yes?
Yeah.
It's different because telling the truth is my calling, not telling lies. Saying, but if you marry someone, make sure you buy gifts and flowers. In this hardship, your spouse, especially, of course, you should be Christians. Your spouse is a brother or sister in the Lord. They are human beings. Thank God you can kiss on top of being so romantic privileges. But minus that, you're expecting in your mind what causes you all that pain, anger at your spouse is even if from anybody, not from you. When you met me, didn't you know I was a human being? What did I do that made you think I'm not human? What did I do? Now start presuming. No, this one is an angelic being. I've settled that one. You don't want an angelic being for a spouse. You will die fast. You want a human being. And if it's a human being, it is a fallen human being. And Christ in them is your hope of glory. Why are we looking for a promised land? You don't know what a promise is? In your mind, wrong thinking, wrong reading, wrong music, all these fake songs. When you find that person, they'll love you forever. And that person, you share all together. And the tune is fine. You now sing it. Yes, sir. You don't know that music is like Hollywood. It's acting. Check the person that sang it. 7 relationships in the last 4 years. They married none. Is this your role model? That's that person expressing their wishful thinking. Everybody has a right to daydream. They are on the jobs that they put in music and sold it. You bought. Who said you should take them seriously? Did they say they take themselves seriously? Do they sing song? You don't know when person they play. Someone is playing. Have you not heard you'll be playing in so and so theater? Between so and so. They're playing. Okay. Yeah. Stop taking things too seriously. This life, you take it simple. They are playing. They are playing. Some literally played instruments with it. They are playing. Stop thinking. You sit down. You use lyrics of songs to form your theology on marriage and romantic love. Wake up and smell the agbo. Wake up. Wake up. Your spouse, if you enter marriage with the mindset, she's going to annoy me, he's going to, God help us. Maybe not tear out our eyes. I do. We do. We said we do. Let's go. Go and start your house, start your life. Be peaceful, be gentle, be courteous. But you can only act so long. It will come out. There's nothing you can do. Is it because I keep quiet? It will come out. Leave. You can only hide something for so long. The conditions will be ripe. It waiting day go come out. This is not tinnery. This is not cold stone. Ice cream and sugar and flowers and nice smell and the impression of money. Stop that. None of that. How long? Say, if I only have money, stop. It has nothing to do with money. Even if you people are managing, you can be 100 times happier than the moneyed one. So ready your mind ahead. All I'm saying is ahead. Give thanks. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you that they have not carried knife. That my own spouse does not wield weapons. My own spouse shouts. Okay. My own spouse even threatens. But never lands. Okay. My own spouse is so... I don't even know. Can food never be ready in this house or that? Just adjust in your mind. Move the time forward for when you eat. Always. Always add time. Be given to snacks. Commit yourself to groundnuts. Have backup. Plan B, plan C, all that. I'm not saying you shouldn't fight for, but I'm saying that, brother, sister, take it from those who have been married, who have not told you. I'm telling you, what's all this? It's like we'll go our own way. Because of what? Hunger. Didn't your mother ever keep you hungry? What's your problem? Didn't your older sister used to come back from work late and went dating, went out, you locked the kitchen? Who has suffered? Who has been in a situation where they lock kitchen? Raise your hand. They lock the kitchen. See these hands. Those brothers, are they not alive? I hope you've forgiven. But in fact, who knows what you did? Why did they buy padlock? I cannot be putting my mouth in someone's business. I have no idea the size of your lion nature. I've removed my mouth. I'm just saying generally, children of God, that most annoying of people, which is siblings, and God put them to train you to do bodybuilding for your spouse. Don't waste a sibling or a cousin or any relative. Don't waste them. Use them to learn patience, kindness, and endurance. Have you looked for your slippers before? So don't waste your persecution. It has purpose. It's through much tribulation you enter the kingdom. Because you want to come to a place where you and your spouse are like, we are an example of, you must suffer first. Yes, sir. No, sir. Or was your wife an angel? Okay. If his wife was here, she would say the same thing. We must go through things. When we go through things, at the end of it, what will happen is this. The more you've endured this, because I've looked at it sometimes, my wife is more patient in certain things than I am. And I look at it, and amongst the reasons why I realize this, is what you've gone through with people that, but when you haven't gone through, how many of you have experienced when you haven't gone through something, then you go and have a roommate too, and you keep wondering. You can never, you don't keep soap. Who knows that everybody on earth knows something except this your roommate? Who knows? Everybody in the world knows this thing. What kind of room? Where did they bring you only? You're so strange. Now, let me talk to the roommate. How many of you know that nobody on earth has this kind of demand except this person that is making it? Okay, well, since when? Me, I don't know this one. Or this is how I've always... So you see the problem. Then you carry two of them. You bind them together with cords of love that are not meant to be broken. Then they expect that there will be holy quietness. No. Because two of them is trying to go in two different directions. From day one, just at the beginning, because of the euphoria of the occasion, they call it a wedding. The euphoria, the carryover, and because you're still deceiving yourself. This is why you have your earliest problems. Both of you are deceived. Make sure you go through my marriage teachings. Your marriage, you have so much more peace in your marriage. Or keep reading those things we are reading. It's because you've entered, you have false realities. You have an idol, a falsehood, a lie before your face. Now, since God has a habit of pulling down idols and lies, it is guaranteed you have severe problems. Till you acknowledge that this is not how this thing works. The way it works is this. Two flawed human beings have come together. There will be differences in behavior. At the beginning, people will try like, that's how you like it, no problem. But after a while, they are desiring as things used to be. Oh yeah, in this house. You hear especially men and women in their early days. They said, no, I've already told my fiancé, in our house we will. Who has helped people talk? I'd agree to. No. I've told Priscilla here that, you know, it's good to have hope. Hope is needed. But hope that is seen is not hope. You don't understand. Hope has a way of being ahead of you when it's in the hope. But you know what? You're not calling it hope. You're acting like you've arrived. No. In our own house, women are even better at it. In my house, what will happen? Okay, only you are living there. You're like black widow spider. You eat your husband on your wedding day. What's your plan? Will there be a man? Will he be with you? Oh. And you said what will happen in your house. This is how things will be. How many of you girls, you have seen your kitchen? You've seen in visions. You've seen. That's how it will be. Mia, mia, clever. Just bet if your kitchen is like that. What will you do with the man? You keep him where? You not have helpers. It's good you grow up to meet your mother after the kitchen was scattered, because she too, she was a dreamer. But you're a worse dreamer because of the internet. Stop looking at the internet. Save your life. Your expectations must be real. Your expectations should come from God. Brace yourself and use human beings and devil roommates as practice. That is the mercy of God from heaven. An annoying roommate. They carried your pail with your water, and water is not running. Have you been healed? They did it more than twice. You start considering fight. That's when you start wondering, no, is it really wrong for a Christian to fight? No, wait. That's what inspired that question, the Bible study that you wrote it. Inspired by true events. Till your spouse says, listen to me, you grew up only one or two of you in your house. Your spouse grew up with seven siblings. They used to eat by fighting. Survival of the fittest. So when you pray for to eat, it's like on your marks. Yes, you're like, Danny, eat slowly now. You choke. You can't understand. And your man, no, this is disgusting. Stop. What is disgusting? Have you been where they've been? Do you know what they've seen? It will take time. Don't start by saying it's only us. It's only us. Let them know that they are safe. They are the ones that can't eat except you are there. They don't know what that is. You eat alone. You came by, you say, you put food, two of you separate. And your wife's like, what's this? Why do you put in different plates? No. So not eat alone. Some of you go and come back 1 hour later, too. They are waiting for you to come back. Like the food does not go down. But when you want to eat it, they'll rush it. But, you know, it's a combination of factors here. Mental. We need to eat alone as though everyone died. No, I did not leave my family to come and die alone. We learn. Spouses. Beautiful, wonderful thing. Marriage is of God. Beautiful, wonderful, etc. However, you need to be prepared. And if you're not counting your blessings now, you quarrel, or you say, I can't wait to leave this house. Tell the truth. Angels are watching you. I can't wait to leave. Whether you said it or you said it in, you've said it. Tell the truth. We will not tell your parents. Don't worry. This is the feeling. Till you marry, and then you can't wait to leave the house and go back to mommy, daddy. Everybody is ungrateful and desiring what is beyond them. Be grateful for where you are. Again, you feel a need to be grateful?
Yes.
Be grateful. When you remember things, even things with pain, just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my sibling. Thank you for this one. This one is the one that tormented me because of him or her. I learned to do this. I let that auntie, that uncle, that relative, that all of them. When you gather all the lessons you could learn from them together, you carry it to your workplace, to your home, to fulfill your ministry and your calling. It makes you better in every way. I'm telling you, Jesus and all the scriptures teach you the same thing. God uses the circumstances of life to equip you. And when you compare yourself to other people, you're implying that all of you have the same future. But you don't. We have one sister that used to visit this church. She grew with an uncle who would come back late at night, 11, 12, 1, and ask for them to do pounded yam for him as a habit. She's married right now to a husband. She has many children. Who comes back by 12:1 and asks for pounded yam? Can you make that happen? Tell me. Can you concoct this? You will not eat outside though. He comes home to eat. Normal, you come 12:1-2. She will try to give him, say, no, this is what I want to eat. Exactly like her uncle that she grew up with. Do you think God has a hand? God prepared her years ago. So if you would have seen, you would have gone to quarrel with the uncle. You can't be doing this to this young lady. Now, where the husband, they do uncle. The God who saw has constructed a structure within her that can bear it. Do you get? Male and female. God can put things within you far ahead. If you will allow the Lord to do his work, he will do it. Amen? Have you read any Bible verse? We read, just didn't see. We read. We read in our hearts. We read on the screen. And we've read. But I'm going to give you one or a few more things before we call it a day. We've been looking at spiritual cleansing for weeks. About 2 to 3 weeks. We've talked about the things that God wants to do in our lives as people. I want to touch a quick rehash for those that may have not gotten the point as we've been studying. Excuse me. Those that have not gotten the point. The cleansing that God is bringing in our personal lives is just one dimension of cleansing. God is going to clean personal lives, human beings, one level. He's also going to cleanse his church. Purify is the word you look for. Cleanse, purify, purge. Wherever you see those words, in there you're going to see God talking about doing this to one of these categories, a person or a group. Finally, he's going to purge the whole earth. And he's going to do it with fire. The Greek word for fire, your New Testament, is the word pur, P-U-R, from which you have purge, purify. That's where it comes from. It is to cleanse with fire. The whole earth is going to be purged. So God is working on three levels: personal, collective, and worldwide or international. It's his plan. So no matter which level you escape, there's a level waiting for you. We'll flash through a few scriptures to prove the point. But my exhortation to you is, I would suggest you do the easiest one. And that's the personal purging, because that's the one you can control a bit. You can control how you put your hand in the fire. You see those stories I just told? They were stories of purging. When you give God thanks, give him thanks in your pain, then it becomes an acceptable sacrifice, a sweet smelling aroma to God. When you agree that all things will work together for your good because you love God, when you learn in everything to give thanks because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'd like us to look at, I began to say that we are going to undergo cleansing, whether you like it or not. What is a Christian that is wise, a disciple? He's the one that says, you know what, Lord, cleanse me now. I don't want that thing where, when everybody is going through something, I go and go through. Let it be that I am able to escape the general destruction. Their names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Three of them were taken to be thrown into fire that was heated seven times. The people that took them to throw them in all died. They stood in that fire, walked around it, and walked out alive. The same fire that wiped out the others set them free. It burned off the ropes they tied them with. How is that? The answer to that is that they were purified. Have you read Daniel chapter 1? They kept themselves from the king's meat. They were people who had refused to defile themselves by bowing down to idols. That's why they even threw them in there. The Lord, who is the God of purification, was in that fire. And he looked at them and said, you're pure. No problem. And that fire did not destroy them. But the men who brought them at the instance of the accusers and threw them in were consumed by that fire because they had impurities. The men who accused Daniel, if you have not followed us in the last couple of weeks, I encourage you strongly to go online on YouTube. If you want to just listen to the message, go to God's Lighthouse. If you want maybe you want the whole thing, go to God's Lighthouse. If you want to just listen to the message, go to Ita Udo, my channel. And you see it. Spiritual cleansing or leprosy. We speak extensively about the things that God wishes to do and will do in the Christian's life to render you not guilty. You don't want to be guilty when you see the Lord. You want to be pure. The book of 1 John chapter 3. Let's read from verse 3 and we'll read it to verse 6. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself. What hope? What hope is found in verse 2. Beloved, we are now children of God, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know what has been revealed, that when Christ appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. What will determine that we will be like him? When you see him as he is, what affects your ability to see him as he is? Impurities. Are you listening?
Yes,
impurities. Things are colored by you. What's in your soul? What's in your life? What's in your mind? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father. 1 John 2. But is of the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. These things fight the love of the Father within us. Everyone who has this hope of what? Of being like Jesus after seeing him as he is, does what?
Purifies
himself. Read. Just as Christ is pure. Who wants to see Jesus? Who wants to be like Jesus? Who wants to be with Jesus? How do you prepare? By working on being like Jesus now. And how is Christ? He is pure. Now, there's a generation and there's a teaching that says, no, Christ has done it. He has given you purity. You don't need to do anything. But John, the apostle of love here, as they often call him, is saying that you purify yourself. He tells you that you purify yourself. He didn't say Christ purifies you for you. He says, or has purified you. Now, Christ has purified you. I'll show you quickly how he purified you. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. Then we return here promptly. 2 Peter 1 verse 9. But whoever lacks these traits, those traits were listed out from verse 5. Verse 5 down tells you the different traits you should have in your life. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge and love. For this very reason, make every effort
to add to your faith virtue,
and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness
brotherly kindness,
and to brotherly kindness love.
Seven things. Add, make every effort, labor. Do you know what it means to make every effort? Spare no expense. Let nothing stop you from adding to the faith. I believe in Jesus. That's step one. Most Christians say you have arrived. Confusion and shock await you. On the day of judgment, confusion and shock is waiting for you. Because your God will ask you, you did what? You believed in Jesus, so what? I told you to add. Add virtue there. I told you to add knowledge. I told you to add self-control. I told you to add love. I told you to add perseverance. I told you to add. I told you to use everything you possibly can to add that to your bag of fruits.